With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. A new state revenue update says Montana's rainy day and firefighting funds are looking flush as more money is coming in than projected. But a report from legislative researchers indicates the recent cash flow spike could be a temporary blip. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Montana's general fund revenue came in 4.4% or $107 million above lawmakers' projection from the 2019 legislative session. That's according to the end-of-year budget report that'll be delivered to the Legislative Finance Committee next week. Republican Representative Lou Jones is the committee secretary.
At least from the savings account perspective, money on hand to face crises, the state is in a good position.
It's a shift from recent budgeting years when dipping revenues resulted in a special legislative session to balance the budget and resulted in significant cuts in social services. A boost from individual income tax collections is driving most of Montana's revenue growth this year. But the Legislative Fiscal Division report says the uptick of more than 5% above estimates is likely a continuation of ripple effects from taxpayer behavior following federal tax changes in 2018. A slight dip in individual income tax collection is projected for the next fiscal year as the behavior adjustments level out. The United States is currently in its longest-running economic expansion in the nation's history. Representative Jones says no one knows if or when a recession could occur, but reports he's watching show there is an increased chance of an economic slowdown.
And a lot of the factors out there are indicating that we certainly aren't going to avoid a recession forever. We have the savings account in the bank to help potentially deal with it. But our challenge is the state still depend on income tax, and if there is a recession, income tax is incredibly variable as well.
Governor Steve Bullock touted Montana's economic health in his annual Labor Day report and said this when a reporter asked how the state is preparing for a potential economic dip.
You know, we haven't prepared it as much. It's like if I look at both, let's hope, knock on wood, that a recession doesn't occur. At some point it could well, but we now have built up a strong Indian Fund balance and Rainy Day Fund. I mean, both in the statutory reserve, I think we have $100 million. In total, we have about $356 million to weather sort of the challenges of an up and down economy.
In addition to the general fund reserve, the state ended the fiscal year with $36 million in its fire suppression account, in part due to mild fire seasons the last 2 years. Legislative researchers and the governor's budget office are expected to give state lawmakers a full budget outlook next Tuesday. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
This summer, Montana received over $2 million in federal grant money to train more teachers in the state in the PAC's Good Behavior Game. As Yellowstone Public Radio's Kay Erickson reports, currently some 1,100 teachers have been trained in this strategy to help elementary students learn skills that can help them intellectually and emotionally throughout their lives.
You guys are the best behaved fifth grade class I've ever seen.
In the second grade class.
You're only second graders?
Yes.
Well, you almost act like you're fifth graders. You're so well behaved.
That's the governor after watching the PAC's Good Behavior Game in action at Billings Ponderosa School. PAC's is Peace in Greek, and the PAC's Good Behavior Game focuses on creating a classroom climate that is peaceful and promotes productivity, teamwork, and encourages development of resiliency through repetition and consistency. Carissa Gordon, the teacher of the exuberant second graders, explains that PAC's focuses on the positive and on building relationships.
It's not punitive, which is often different than some of the other models we're seeing in classrooms today. What this does is allow kids the space to make mistakes as they will for the rest of their life and learn from them in a very safe, nurturing environment.
Bullock said the program is meant to help young students deal with big emotions and challenges in a state with the highest rate of suicide in the nation.
A child walks into a school building and they're already carrying with them what can be 5 years of some really challenging situations. And part of it, I think, as educators and as folks in government and others to say, how do we make sure that no matter what a child walks into a school building with, we can help both unwind some of that and build the possibilities going forward.
School districts large and small across Montana are using this program, including the 22 elementary schools in Billings, says the district superintendent, Greg Upham.
This is an extremely proactive approach to a reactive issue we've been dealing with, and it's exciting to be on the front end of this.
The PAC's Good Behavior Game has been in Billings since 2015, while some schools in the state have been utilizing it for nearly a decade. This influx of federal dollars will help bring it to more Montana school districts. I'm Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News.